All right, folks, we're going to try this again here with Facebook. It has not worked at all. I usually have this thing setting up a little bit different, but every time I set it the way I like it, it shuts off. But then again, it's Facebook, it's free, so it's not like they're exactly ripping us off, right? If it's free, you can't really bitch. Hey, for those of you who are not aware of who the hell I am, my name is Greg McLean. This is a little vlog or podcast that I put together. I'm trying to get it where we can do it every day, and we can talk about the trucking industry, freight brokerage industry, shit, anything in general. Now today, I kind of want to lean on a negative part of this business, and we all know about it. That this industry is filled with a lot of negatives. A lot of people say, damn, why do you always got to harp on the negative? And I don't. But I think it's time, and it's well past time, that we start talking about some of the things that is disturbing. You know, shit, not everything, but just things within this industry that needs to change. And we hear so much about freight brokers taking 30, 40, 50% of the line haul before they pass it on. And we hear constant moaning and groaning from freight brokers about carriers, carriers about freight brokers. But here's something maybe that's a little different that hasn't been discussed for quite some time. And I want to bring it up because I have seen this firsthand from a couple of companies that I was part of. And to me, it is, it's disturbing because we hear so much about freight brokers keeping more than their fair share. And that's definitely the case, I believe. If a freight broker can't make it on, say, 10-15%, they're operating well beyond their means. They're just not managing their business properly. But here's a part here that I have seen over the years when I was out on the road on a daily basis and got access. When I came off the road, got access to a couple different things. And here this is, and it's very disturbing to me. It's very upsetting to me, and it just bothers me that we hear so much from recruiters and owners of trucking companies. You know, here's the rate per mile that we're going to pay you. You get 100% of the fuel surcharge. And let me tell you something. There's been talk in the industry for years that the driver doesn't really ever see the fuel surcharge. And I'm not so sure about that. But what I am sure of, because I have seen it with my own two eyes, even though I go in for eye surgery next week. But I have been witness to and privy to this information. And I've seen it myself, where an owner of a company would tell me, here's the rate per mile, you get 100% of the fuel surcharge. When in fact, when I came off the road and got access, I found that the drivers or the owner-operators We're not getting 100% of the fuel surcharge. The company would skim off 30% and pass on 70% of the fuel surcharge. I've never in my life seen a more dishonest industry. I mean, and let's talk industry-wide. I'm not saying 100% of the suit and ties. I'm not saying 100% of the brokers. I'm not saying 100% of the owner-operators. But I'm saying in taking a look at the entire industry, I have never seen an industry so corrupt and so dishonest in my life is what I see within the trucking and freight brokerage industry. I think, and maybe corrupt is a strong word, but it's obscene. It's disgusting that the people in charge abuses the people that are actually bringing them in the revenue. And I'm speaking of the drivers and the owner operators and how much they are lied to, how much they are deceived, how much they're honestly just ripped off on a daily basis. And I think many of these people that sit in the driver's seat is unaware of it. And now that aspect of it is their fault. And trust me, I have been involved in many businesses throughout my lifetime, owning several different, selling them off, and for some unforeseen reason, I found myself in the transportation industry. And I love the industry itself, but it tears me up to see so much dishonesty among, and I know I emphasize and I use this saying a lot, but I've never seen so much dishonesty amongst the suit and ties is what I do in this industry. And don't get me wrong, the suit and ties bring in or provide the capital, so to speak. If you're starting a trucking industry, you got to have capital. You have your investors. You have the suits and ties. Okay, they're not the grunts. They're not the ones that produce the revenue. Okay, they have no right. They have no business to take money away from the people that are bringing in and producing the actual revenue, that being the men and women who sit in that damn driver's seat. And I'm telling you, we've all seen corruption in businesses. And like I say, maybe that's a strong word, but we've seen dishonesty. It goes on every day in a lot of different businesses. The banking industry, the utility industry, cable TV. We have dishonesty in the news media. Hell, we have dishonesty in government. What the hell am I'm acting like, I can't think of anybody else more. But I've never, I was in office supplies. Dishonesty there. It's unbelievable that this industry, which could be a wonderful, wonderful industry for our children to come up to and enjoy a career that could offer so much, but instead it is filled with so much dishonesty and God dang it, I guess maybe I should use corruption amongst, I believe, the suit and ties. And let's get in the damn freight brokers here. Now, a lot of people are going to say, and a lot of people already told me, because I was working on an article that was is kind of being held back because a lot of people say, Greg, hey, if this thing goes out, you've blackballed yourself. You will be done in this business. And I talk about the corruption and dishonesty among the suit and ties. And they say, you know, if you come out with this, this is going to do it. You're going to stir some shit. But I challenge the suit and ties, the owners of these trucking companies. Here's what I'd like to see. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And open up your books to your owner operators and to your drivers. Show them how much you build your customer. You know, now a lot of people will sit there and say it's none of our business how much, you know, the guy in the suit and tie is making. It's none of our business. And, you know, and I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that, you know, to a degree, as long as I'm getting what I deserve and what I believe I should have been paid. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. But when we get to the level of doubt and mistrust as we have in this industry, we need to open this data, however you want to pronounce it, to, I believe, our owner-operators and our drivers. You're telling me that you're giving me 100% of the fuel surcharge. Let me see the invoice for my last 10 runs. Now, some people say you can do that. Some people say that you have a legal right to do that. Other people will say you don't. It's my belief, if you own the truck, that you do have that legal right to ask for that documentation. And if that is the case, then I would encourage that. But my friends, and believe it or not, until tonight, I had some friends that wear the suit and ties and that are owners of companies. And I beg these owners, open your mind, open your business sense. Pass what you learned in the books of your college that mommy and daddy paid for. All right? Gain the trust back of your drivers. Gain the trust back of your carriers and open up your books. Be as transparent as you possibly can, not just with your clients, for God's sakes, but the men and women who are bringing in your freaking revenue, okay? Be transparent to the people that are generating the revenue for you, and we'll all be much better off. Okay, that's my thoughts, folks. I'm going to read your comments at the end here. And I'll address them as we go. Folks, thanks for tuning in tonight, or today, whenever the hell you're watching this and listening to it. By the way, this is also going to be available from this point on Facebook, obviously. It'll also be replayed on YouTube, and you can download it now available on iTunes. Okay? Folks, my name is Greg McLean. Any comments, you can send me an email at greg@logisticsetc.com. Otherwise, watch your back. Go out and make some coin, but watch your back, because ain't no one going to do it for you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.